I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. World leaders condemned this week's violence in the U.S. Capitol. Protesters stormed Capitol Hill on Wednesday, broke into buildings, and clashed with police. Four people died and dozens were arrested. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says the scenes were eerily similar to last year's post-election chaos in Beirut. As emotions run high on all sides, he calls believers to their knees.
We need to pray and try to get God's mind in how to operate in such a divided culture. The only way that I know has any chance of crossing those divides is by loving one another as Christ has loved us. And I know that sounds real mushy and kind of like Valentine's Day wrapped with a song and a rose, but it really goes to the heart of the matter of what we're trying to accomplish as Christians.
And a new variant of COVID-19 is wreaking havoc in the UK. David Durance leads Teach Beyond, a Christian education ministry.
We've unfortunately led the way on this new variant here in the UK, where in our particular area, which is just south of London, we were in a pretty strict restricted mode. And then this last week, we've gone into full lockdown.
Each country in the UK operates independently, so restrictions vary, but new cases are surging overall. England now sees 60,000 new infections a day, up 50% from a few weeks ago. With restrictions unlikely to lift before mid-February, Teach Beyond's plans are on hold for now. The good news? Students will still have teachers, even if they're learning from home.
Amazingly enough, God really provided a pathway for all the members that were trying to get to their place of service throughout 2020 and 21.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.